based on self-interest.
No chief marketing officer is ever going to say, hey, I don't know, maybe ads don't work. Let's just not do them and see what happens.
Or as the author Upton Sinclair once wrote, it is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it.
So there is a common practice, which is not very well disclosed in the ad industry, whereby an ad tech company will basically offer ad inventory at a cheap price to the advertising agency.
The agency, remember, is paid by you, the client, who hired them to help you sell what you're selling.
And then the agency will turn around and say, you should really use this ad tech product and sell it at a higher price. And one of the worries about this is that it changes the incentives, right? Which is typically the ad agency should be working on behalf of the client. But in these cases, they have very perverse incentives to push a distribution of a message that may not otherwise be rational or even useful to them.
All of these issues and all the new empirical evidence we've been discussing about the ineffectiveness of advertising has persuaded Tim Wong that yes, the online ad marketplace is a bubble and it might soon pop. In fact, the deflation may have already begun.
A few years back, Procter & Gamble, which is one of the largest advertisers in the world, decided that they would run a little experiment. They were going to take about $200 million of their digital ad spending and just cut it out of their budget to see what happened.
Procter & Gamble said they were doing this because of concerns over brand safety and the proliferation of bots, which can pollute the data on ad impressions.
And the end result was fascinating. Basically, they said that there was no noticeable impact on their bottom line.
Again, the ad industry will have a lot of explanations for why this might be, or for why there's a lot of value in advertising beyond short-term sales figures. But Procter & Gamble is a big player. Even if they are wrong, even to a small degree, they're the ones whose money drives the advertising ecosystem. What would happen if this turned into a mass movement among advertisers? One shouldn't underestimate the size and reach of the advertising ecosystem. The sports you watch on TV, supported by ads. The journalism you consume, supported by ads, at least much of it. Google Maps and Google Drive and, well, Google, supported by ads. As well as Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, nearly everything else you consume online and don't pay for, including this podcast and just about every other podcast you listen to. Advertising is also important for Tim Wong, whose day job is researching artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Some of the most cutting-edge research in the world is being funded by ads, right? If you think machine learning and AI is going to have a huge impact.
A huge impact in the world, that is, from autonomous travel to medical research and diagnosis.
You may want to think about what it means that most of it is subsidized through this ad infrastructure. So there's lots and lots of links through the economy that are not always obvious, but I think are worth thinking through because it points out how widespread a downturn could be.
So if there is an advertising bubble,